moments ago, you were declaring that the reason you came was to encounter my love. I ask you, did you mean that? Did you really mean that? In general, the church has lost its way when it comes to church, meaning attending church. I sit on my throne and I watch as church attendance for so many has simply become a religious exercise, a fulfillment of a perceived duty that would cause me to find pleasure in you, and out of that pleasure, bless your life. But I watch from my throne, and I see the hearts. I want to help you understand what coming to church is all about. Do you not understand? Do you not realize that when you set aside a specific time for a church service to begin, what you have actually done is scheduled an appointment with me in my presence? That's what it means to me. But is that what it means to you? And so, when it's time for your church service to begin, I am ready to show up if I am made to feel welcome. And I watch from my throne as churches, small churches, medium-sized churches, large churches, churches running tens of thousands, have their services. But yet, it's more of a religious exercise than a desire to have an encounter with me. Remember, I said that when you establish a starting time for your service, that is you setting an appointment time to meet with me, to encounter me. Do you know why people stand when praise and worship begins? Many think that's just what you're supposed to do. But I ask, why? Why is it something you're supposed to do? It's because you should be anticipating my arrival to keep the appointment. You should be anticipating that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, your Savior, your Redeemer, is about to walk into the room. And yet I watch as so many of those who have called upon my name to be born again take a lazy approach to the appointment. They sit, they sleep, they play with their social media devices. They do not show respect. This happens in church after church after church. And then so many Christians wonder, where is God? Where is Jesus? Too many rely on emotion to establish a move of me and my spirit. That gets you nothing. I sit on my throne and I watch as so many people arrive for their appointment with me looking like they're living on the street, dressed in ways they would never dress to meet somebody important in the world. I see them on the platforms with their tattered jeans, t-shirts, dressed in ways that shows tremendous disrespect for the presence of the one they claim they are wanting to enter. and you wonder why it is there's been such a lack of a move by me and my spirit in the churches. It's because too many do not take this seriously. Some would say this is imposing a form of legalism, that it's demanding a specific type of dress. Then on the other hand, there are those who say, but we have nothing to be concerned about because when we go to church, our entire congregation is dressed to the max. Yes, I see those churches as well. And so many of them, basically, it's nothing more than a fashion show. They want to show off their latest attire. They don't understand why I'm not really moving. It isn't that I can't. It's that you're not letting me. If you had a meeting with someone and they were wanting your help, your assistance, and the entire time that you were there, ready to help, they demonstrated a lack of disinterest, as though they'd rather be someplace else. If you were the manager of a company, and someone had an appointment with you to possibly ask for a raise or a promotion, and there was a knock on the door and they walked in your office dressed the way you see some people dressed to come to church, would you be inclined to give them that raise or that promotion? Do you not understand that I am the King Eternal? There are some who would take these words and think, he's simply speaking out of his flesh. This is not God. He's trying to impose some sort of dress code. But I would have you know, this is not imposing a dress code. It's bringing you to the point of reality that you're not showing respect for me, the one who died on the cross to save you. Too many people come to church and they simply see it as a way to do something and not feel guilty if they don't do it. They sit around, they talk, they make jokes, they don't pay attention. Some don't even bring my word with them. Are you really prepared to receive from me? You want outpouring. You want revival. And you can have it. However, you need to understand there needs to be a respectful approach to interacting with me because of who I am. If you'll search the scriptures, you'll see the type and shadow for this was in the Old Testament when I gave clear instructions to Moses and to the priesthood that they were not to approach me in a haphazard fashion, that they were to approach me with respect. And even those who are not in the priesthood, those who were not a part of the tribe of Levi, they were instructed to show respect to me when they came into my presence. I did not expect them to dress like the high priest, but they were expected to show respect. That in part was demonstrated by my requirements that a sacrifice had to be without spot or blemish. I challenge my body this day. Give strong consideration to what is really going on inside you when it comes to you and your church attendance. What is your mindset? What is your approach? Because too many of my brothers and my sisters have allowed the world to influence them when it comes to how they show respect for me. If I had not done for you what I did, you could not be born again. And so I say to you, part of having this outpouring and this revival is realizing that when you come to church, it is an established appointment to meet with me and experience my presence. So please keep this in mind. It is my desire to move powerfully in your midst. And my grace has been extended and will continue to be extended. But I say unto you, I have great expectations for the testimony that you demonstrate to others and to the world. So keep these things in mind. And think about this as it pertains to your relationship with me. And know this. I am saying these things and moving in the way that I am moving to get you prepared to be vessels of outpouring and revival for my kingdom in this world, says the Lord.